My masters, I'll attend you with mirth you love to hear, and I will tell you what they cry in London all the year. I'll please you if I can, I will not be too long. I pray you all attend a while and listen to my song. The fishwife first begins, nigh muscles lily white, herring sprouts or plaice, or cockles for delight, nigh well-flet oysters, then she doth change her note. She had need to have her tongue be greased, for she rattles in the throat. For why they are but Kentish, to tell you out of doubt, her measure is too little, go beat the bottom out. Half a peck for 2 pence, I doubt it is a barge, thus so the city over, the people they do dodge. The wench that cries the kitchen stuff, I marvel what she ail. She sings her notes so merry, but she hath a draggled tail. An empty car came running, and hit her on the bum. Down she threw her greasy tub, and away straight she did run. But she did give her blessing, to some but not to all, to bear a load to Tyburn, and there to let it fall. The miller and his golden thumb and his dirty neck, if that he grind but 2 bushels, he must needs steal a peck. The weaver and the tailor, cousins they be sure, they cannot work but they must steal to keep their hands inure. For it is a common proverb, throw out all the town, the tailor he must cut 3 sleeves to every woman's gown. Mark but the waterman, attending for his fare, of hot and cold, of wet and dry, he always takes his share. He carrieth bonny lasses over to the place, and here and there he gets a bit, and that his stomach stays. There was a singing boy did ride to Romford. When I go to my close stool, I will put him in a comfort. But what I leave behind shall be no private gain, but all is one when I am gone, let him take it for his pain. Old shoes for new brooms, the broom man he doth sing, for hats or caps or buskins or any old pouch ring. Why, a mat, a bed mat, a hassock or a pass, a cover for a close stool, a bigger or a less. Ripe cherry, ripe, the costermongers cries, pippins fine or pears, another after highs, with basket on his head, his living to advance, and in his purse a pair of dice for to play at munchance. Hot pippin pies to sell unto my friends, or pudding pies in pans, well stuffed with candles' ends. Will you buy any milk? I heard a wench that cries, with a pail of fresh cheese and cream, another after highs. Oh, the wench went neatly, me thought it did me good, to see her cherry cheeks so dimpled o'er with blood, her waistcoat washed white as any lily flower. Would I had time to talk with her the space of half an hour. By black, said the blacking man, the best that e'er was seen, 'tis good for poor men citizens to make their shoes to shine. Oh, 'tis a rare commodity, it must not be forgot, it will make them to glister gallantly, and quickly make them rot. The world is full of threadbare pots that live upon their pen, but they will write too eloquent, they are such witty men. But the tinker with his budget, the beggar with his wallet, and turners turned a gallant man at making of a ballot. That's the fat fool of the curtain, and the lean fool of the bull. Since Shank did leave to sing his rhymes, he is counted but a gull. The players on the bankside, the round globe and the swan, will teach you idle tricks of love, but the bull will play the man. But what do I stand tattling of such idle toys? I had better go to Smithfield to play among the boys. But you cheating and deceiving lads with your base artillery, I would wish you shun Newgate and with all the pillory. And some there be in patched gowns, I know not what they be, that pinch the countrymen with nimming of a fee. For where they get a booty, they'll make him pay so dear, they'll entertain more in a day than he shall in a year. Which makes them trim up houses made of brick and stone, and poor men go a-begging when house and land is gone. Some there will be with both hands, will swear they will not dally, till they have turned all upside down as many used to sally. You peddlers give good measure when as your wares you sell, though your yard be short, your thumb will slip, your tricks I know full well. And you that sell your wares by weight and live upon the trade, some beams be false, some weights too light, such tricks there have been played. But small coals or great coals, I have them on my back. The goose lies in the bottom, you may hear the duck cry quack. Thus grim the black collier, whose living is so loose, as he doth walk the commons, or sometimes he steals a goose. Thou usurer with thy money bags, that livest so at ease, by gaping after gold thou dost thy mighty God displease. And for thy greedy usury and thy great extortion, except thou dost repent thy sins, hellfire will be thy portion. For first I came to Houndsditch, then round about I crept, where cruelty was crowned chief, and pity fast asleep, where usury gets profit, and brokers bear the bell. Oh, fie upon this deadly sin, it sinks the soul to hell. The man that sweeps the chimneys with a bush of thorns, and on his neck a truss of poles tipped all with horns. With care he is not cumbered, he liveth not in dread, for though he wear them on his pole, some wear them on their head. The landlord with his racking rents turn poor men out of door, their children go a-begging where they have spent their store. I hope none is offended with that which is indicted, if any be, let him go home and take a pen and write it. By a trap, a mouse trap, a torment for the fleas, the hangman works but half that day, he lives too much at ease. Come, let us leave this boy's play, and idle prittle prat, and let us go to nine holes, to spurn point or to cat. Oh, you nimble-fingered lads, that live upon your wits, take heed of Tyburn Ague, for they be dangerous fits. For many a proper man, for to supply his lack, loth leap a leap at Tyburn, which makes his neck to crack. And to him that writ this song I give this simple lot, let every one be ready to give him half a pot, and thus I do conclude, wishing both health and peace to those that are laid in their bed and cannot sleep for fleas.